You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
It's your 2023 NFL International Games. Jaguars kick off the series on Sunday, October 1st. You could just go to the UK, hang for the month in London, come back, and then you're going to hit up Germany. That in a second. Falcons, Wembley Stadium against the Jags. Jags are going to stay. That first game on ESPN+. They're going to stay the remaining four international games. The first one on ESPN+. The rest of them, NFL Network. 9:30 a.m. Eastern, your kickoff. Then Bills take on the Jaguars. That's a doozy, October 8th. That one is at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Jags playing two outside the U.S., a first in the NFL. Ravens, Titans wrap it up also at Tottenham. That's fantastic. Lamar Jackson and the Titans and the Ravens head across the pond. What's happening in Germany, Jay?
Then we're going back to Germany. Frankfurt is the location, home of the skyscrapers, we found out from Marcus Kuhn. The Dolphins battled the Super Bowl 57 champion, Kansas City Chiefs, November the 5th. The following weekend, Sunday the 12th, the Patriots will take on the Indianapolis Colts, also in Frankfurt. Both games are there to complete the 2023 NFL International Game.
Manhattan.
And now we are just a day away from having the entire schedule revealed for the 2023 year. This is Good Morning Football, special guest at the table as we are live in New York.
Yes.
I know, this is Taylor Rooks. Here's the business.
What up, Taylor?
What up? I'm happy to be here.
You
guys
have you
give
here.
Me so much energy at home, so it's really nice to see. That's what it's like here, too. Lots of smiles, lots of vibes.
Now, are you a live Good Morning Football viewer, or we re-air starting at 10 a.m.?
I'm a re-air 10 a.m.
You're a re-air girl.
I'm maybe sleep, but I get up, and I'm ready.
It's the first time for you, so that's
absolutely.
I love that.
You know us here at the table, but Taylor, you are here to deliver big news for the crew that you work on Prime Video. So what's up? You are our lead block.
Yeah, no, there's some very exciting news. As you all know, NFL's first ever Black Friday game. Mm-hmm. The New York Jets hosting the Miami Dolphins at MetLife Stadium, November 24th. 3 Eastern. It's going to be a big one. So it's going to be really, really nice. Stay after Thanksgiving, hang out with your family, and watch Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be good.
So that, I mean, you guys got Rodgers. And this is now, if you are a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, if you are not a fan of Aaron Rodgers, he is infinitely watchable. He is always great television in wins, in losses. What's that mean to you and the Amazon family to have Rodgers on Black Friday?
I mean, honestly, he has brought so much relevance to the Jets. Mm-hmm. It's been so fun seeing him around the city, hang hanging out with Sauce Gardner, hanging out with his old friend Alan Lazard, you know, all the things. And I'm just honestly wondering how many times they're going to go to courtside games and Sauce won't know who the next celebrity is. I mean, not knowing Jessica Alba, Aaron Rodgers got to get him together.
Right?
Yeah, but it's going to be really, really fun. You can't even imagine something bigger. Four-time NFL MVP taking on a really young, talented quarterback in Tua. So it's going to be great.
Oh, four-time NFL MVP joining a new team. We saw Tom Brady join a new team.
Yeah.
Most recently, we saw Matthew Stafford do it, and both of those guys won a ring.
Yeah.
You think the Jets have a chance to repeat that history? Aaron Rodgers possibly bring a Lombardi home?
Yeah. I mean, I think anytime you have Aaron Rodgers, you have a chance. It's going to be really interesting to see how he builds that chemistry with Wilson. Are you going to see him make an even bigger leap, being a really solid number one receiver? Obviously, the Jets defense is great. They're young, they're talented, and you're going to see them continue to get better. So I would say you always have a chance. I don't want to make a guarantee, but he's going to be in it. And it's crazy just how much richer he's made the AFC East QB. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely richer. And it's impressive how much attention he's getting right now. And some people actually might say he's the second best quarterback in that division.
Right.
Josh Allen there. So all the attention's on the Bills, and can they dethrone them? And as much as we're talking about the Jets right now, how about the Dolphins?
Like, yeah.
What can we expect from this matchup? This is a huge divisional game. Obviously, you know, this late in the season, this could have big implications. So what can we expect to see from the Dolphins?
For sure. I mean, I'm excited to see the growth of their defense. Obviously, they now have Jalen Ramsey bringing in Fangio. We know how mediocre they were on the defensive side last season, and I think that we'll see them get better. Tua, of course, you need him to be healthy. You need that line to protect him. And I also want to see how much better he is with Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. So I think it'll be interesting. I think the Packers will take, I mean, it's not even the Packers. I still think Aaron Rodgers.
I did it yesterday.
I hear it all the time.
I mean, how long will it take for us to get used to it?
So we were talking about AFC quarterbacks, and my thing said, Jamie talks about Rodgers, and I was like, oh my God, I picked the wrong. No. You're good.
It's like any time you see someone in the New Jersey, you're like, wait a second.
I still think Tyreek's on
the team. Is this a Photoshop? No, exactly. Even when I say Tyreek, I'm like, no, hold on a minute.
Brady's
but I think that Aaron Rodgers will take that one.
Yeah. So this is a cool, just this whole experience right here, Black Friday football. Look, it rolls off the tongue. But that's not the only thing that's happening on that Friday. So it's a 3 o'clock kick, you said, between the Dolphins and the Jets. What else are we seeing on Prime Video that day?
So I've been sworn to secrecy.
Oh, no.
Okay. Very important to say. But there's going to be some cool shoppability options, and we're going to have a very big musical guest. Can't say who it is.
Really?
But there's going to be lots of entertainment for Black Friday. But that's what I love about it being on Prime Video is you'll be able to shop, you'll be able to stay home, be able to be with your family, and watch football on a really high-powered matchup.
So you mentioned shop. I'm just curious. Yeah. Like, so if I'm streaming this on my iPad and I'm on Amazon, I can still buy stuff while I'm watching the game, right, on my iPad.
It's Prime. It's a one-stop shop. You can do whatever you want. It's your world.
Okay, great.
The iPad won't be working. You have to use a Surface, and it works beautifully.
Completely. I have them both.
So I'm more interested. Like, the game is great, but we are really changing the American calendar here. Normally, day after Thanksgiving, leftovers and hangovers, it's this lethargic day.
Mm-hmm.
How's this going to change the Friday after Thanksgiving? This is because if we nail this, we're doing it every year now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's what I love about it. I'm like, are we starting a new holiday tradition?
Yeah.
Right. Like, is this going to be our day? And so that's really, really special because, like I said, it combines all the things that you want during the holiday season. Like I said, you can stay home with your family. You can do the shopping that you want. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, something I think is cool, it's a bit of a gift to everybody because you can watch the game even if you aren't a subscriber.
Mm.
So it is available to everybody on Black Friday.
Wow.
So all the things that you could
want wrapped up
in one.
Mm-hmm. What a good way to set someone up. Like, wow, I really like this new concept, Prime Video. I'm going to watch this. Oh, it's free? Yeah. Oh, and then it's Cyber Monday? Like, a few days later, it's perfect.
I mean, what more could you ask for?
You really
can. I just love the fact that you get to stay at home, because I can remember traveling, trying to go out on Black Friday. There's an establishment, Woodbury Commons, not far from MetLife Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic line would be ridiculous where you would just give up.
Yeah.
I'm expecting Aaron Rodgers now, that traffic line getting into the stadium,
a
lot different than the Giants lately. So, who knows?
Selfishly, I'm thrilled because, you know, we do the show on Thursday morning on Thanksgiving. That was one of my favorite episodes last year, was Thanksgiving morning. We got to go home. We chop it up with our family. We watch the football, but, like, we don't really get to participate, at least I didn't, in Thanksgiving the way I would like to. No, this Friday afternoon game.
Yeah.
Now I can sign me up for 3 o'clock. We get done with Good Morning Football. We get home. I'm just going to treat that like my Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I was going to say, selfishly for me, I live in New York.
There you go.
So, you know, I'm getting to stay home, which is going to be really great. But also spending the holiday with the crew is going to be the best time. We have the most fun team in front of the camera and behind the camera. So spending Thanksgiving together will give us a real family moment.
Can you tell us about year one was amazing. Mm-hmm. We were there with you. We watched every game. We covered a game. We had all the talent on. And now we're meeting you. Going into year two, what are you looking forward to?
I mean, honestly, just the camaraderie continuing to build. I say this all the time, but to have grouped all those people together and we really like each other and we want to work together. And when we go on these road trips, we want to hang out and just continue to get to know each other and bond. And I feel like you can see that as you're watching us in the pre, halftime, and post. So I just want another year of just that continued relationship.
You like the Fitz magic? We all do.
I mean, I love Fitz.
The
it's
shirts
great.
He comes with every day. I
always, literally, I look at him and I say, okay, what are we wearing today? Can we coordinate? Are you going to show me up, Fitz? Figure it out. But he's the best.
He's a wild shot. I mean, you know what Whitworth's going to wear. It's a hoodie
exactly.
with a coat, right?
But I like, you know exactly what you're going to get from Andrew Whitworth. I like people like that.
No, absolutely.
Let's shine a light on some of the stuff you do for the broadcast in particular. You have these great sit-downs that you produce throughout the season. So just tell people what that schedule's like for you. Mm-hmm. How do you go about picking the person and the storylines? And what, I mean, how does this all come together for us to see it on Thursday nights and Black Friday?
Yeah, no, so it's pretty crazy. So obviously Wednesday and Thursday, I am always on site for whatever game that we have that week. But I'm taping a feature Tuesday, Monday. So it's really 3 days out of the week that I'm doing the work for Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. But it's fun. You know, we always try to get the person that people want to hear from. Mm-hmm. A lot of times that ends up being the quarterback. Yeah. But there's so many great stories in the league that it's who has something to say and who has a story to tell. Mm-hmm. We try to pick it based on that. But it was great. Last year we had Lamar and Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. So some really nice sit-downs where people were able to just give their opinion, talk about the position the team is in, and it's been a really fun ride.
I love it. Yeah, the ability for guys to open up and feel comfortable when you're sitting across from them is really cool to sit back and watch.
Thank you really nice so job. Much. I appreciate it. I deeply appreciate that. That's honestly one of the reasons I was so excited to join the Prime Video team is because doing primarily NBA and switching over to NFL and just learning, you know, some of the differences and figuring that out what players are comfortable talking about and what they want to talk about more has been a really exciting journey for me, and I just want to continue expanding that in year two.
You've got the ultimate Thanksgiving turkey to get, which is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, we do.
Let's see that sit down with Aaron Rodgers on Friday. I know, right? She is Taylor Rooks. You are an absolute star. We loved having you on this morning. Thank you for providing us energy now.
Yeah.
Sorry for making you get up so early.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Happy to do it.
You can get ready for the 2023 NFL season with Schedule Release 23 presented by Verizon right here on NFL Network. Every game revealed tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, live right here on our home. Additional coverage can be seen on ESPN2 and ESPN+. And you can watch NFL players react to their schedule. They're going to get handed the piece of paper, figuratively speaking, and then react to it. And you just can watch them do it on NFL+. Kind of fun. And you can buy your regular season tickets when you find out about them tomorrow night, NFL.com/schedule-release. But if you want to go international with it, go to NFL.com/international-games. You can get those tickets as well. But still, coming up on our show, the Patriots get a game in Germany. How does Bill Belichick work the hoodie, the sleeved hoodie, in Germany? Does it play in Frankfurt? I don't know. We're going to have to ask David Andrews.
In the meantime, we're going to see if Taylor can provide some of that energy for the Knicks. Man, do they need it. It's looking rough right now,
it's
Taylor.
The Miami Heat, Kyle.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's one theory.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, we're back on Good Morning Football, and man, we are just building excitement as more and more NFL games are being announced leading up to the full schedule release Thursday night. Giants, now we have heard, are headed to Philadelphia for Christmas Day. Look out, I-95. And then another playoff rematch as the Chiefs are hosting the Bengals in Week 17. New Year's Eve, how was your 2023? I don't know. You're going to have to wait until that game concludes if you're a Bengals fan or a Chiefs fan. Let's start in Kansas City, guys. We heard about these massive announcements. That game being played on CBS, that first one we mentioned, Eagles-Giants on Fox. What do we look forward to that Week 17 showdown, Jay?
Well, we know what we're all looking forward to. We want to see how the two quarterbacks are going to play. I think that's what it comes down to. But I just think the fun that we get in watching these two teams go at it, the rivalry that this has become, the trash talking that went on last year, the way the game ended, everything that went along with it,
here it is.
The penalty at the end, the big guys making big plays, the Chiefs having young guys in their secondary step up. These are the games that I remember playing in New England. Bill Belichick would say when you have one of those Sunday night primetime games, or in this case, those 4 o'clock, 4:25 kickoffs, where if you like football and you like competition, this is where you want to be. And those fans and Arrowhead and people traveling from Cincinnati, this is where you want to be seeing these two teams go at it. You always know, like, when the game's finished, it's going to be somewhat of an instant classic by the big plays and the big names that step up in those moments.
Yeah, no doubt for this game, you know, it started out lopsided. Joe Burrow won the first couple ones, and I think when you just look at, you know, the offensive firepower on both sides, this game is going to be one of those games that's coming down to the wire. And it's like, all right, who's going to have the ball last? Just like in the Super Bowl. I mean, if Pat's got the ball last, it's going to be a thriller. Joe B is going to find a way to will this team back. There's a little interesting little nugget with this game because Orlando Brown was a tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. There was, like, contract negotiations and things kind of went sideways, and now he's with the Cincinnati Bengals. Mm. Of course, since that Super Bowl loss at SoFi Stadium, the Bengals have been trying to fix this offensive line. Mm-hmm. Is he finally the piece that helps get Joe Burrow protected and gets them over that
hole? Mm-hmm. You know, the Burrow head thing was so fun for like a hot minute.
It was.
And it was just so catchy, and he just put it right on a T-shirt, and then the Chiefs win and make it go away. If the Bengals go in there and win again, it might be back. It might be back if they reclaim that thing. Also, here's a different note. This is Week 17, all right? Mm-hmm. This is one of the last games of the week, Sunday afternoon. Week 17 is the Fantasy Football Championship round, my friends. Can you think of how many fantasy players are going to be in this? And Kelsey and Jamar and T and Burrow. This will be for all the marbles late afternoon on CBS. Nance and Romo on the call. Can't beat it, guys.
Can you do your Romo real quick? Jim? I don't know, Jim.
She's Bengals, Jim.
Romo's the best.
I didn't expect you to hit us with the fantasy football angle to this matchup.
Well, it's like late in the show, and we're talking about games 6 months from now, so I'm doing what I can.
Gosh, that's why you're a pro.
Churn that content, butter, Kyle. No, I thought the way the Bengals drafted specifically on defense, going out and getting a guy like Jordan Battle out of Alabama, their defense, like, by that point, could have really gelled together to the point where it is just going to be an epic matchup, and that's an over overused word. Another look at the NFC matchup we just found out about on Fox. Giants in Philadelphia, Christmas Day, 4:30 Eastern. Christmas Day rivalry game. Sean, immediately, you see this, and where does your mind go?
Yeah, it's interesting. Rivalry is a good word. I don't know that it's really appropriate right now, given how things transpired last year. Like when the Giants Eagles played the very first game at MetLife last season, it was all pros versus all Joes. It was a clunker. Like the Eagles were up 21-0. It looked like a total mismatch. And then, of course, they met again in the playoffs. But this has got all the bells and whistles. And the Eagles are loading up with some of the biggest, baddest defenders that college football has ever had. We got Jalen Carter now lined up next to Jordan Davis. And, Fletcher Cox is going to be the nose. I mean, you know, if you're an offensive lineman right now, you're not going to sleep at all during this week. But what a great matchup for the fans, too. Christmas Day, it's a Monday this year. So that'll be a little bit different. But, look, Giants fans, you've got no excuse to not travel. It's right down the turnpike. And this is going to be an interesting little fanfare. And to your point about the timing, this could be for the division. Like this game right now at week 16, who knows what the NFC East is looking like right there. The winner of that game could end up going on to win the division.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of playoff implications. And it's funny, as we sit here today, last week we had Joe Shane on the show and we were talking about the draft and Howie Roseman was getting all the flowers for how well they drafted. And the Giants were just kind of going under the radar in Joe Shane's draft class. And you think about this game, this matchup, way down the line in the season, how these guys have developed, what they're doing on the field, especially for the Eagles. You look at some of the draft picks they had last year, the N'Kobe Deans, the Jordan Davises. These guys may play more prominent roles. And then some of the guys that the Giants have brought in this year, are those the draft picks that we're talking about late in the season? You look at this matchup, these two teams have such a historic past where last year Philadelphia dominated. Now the Giants are coming back. We're not talking about Daboll and Shane the same amount in this offseason. At this point in the season, later down the line, these may be two of the best teams in the NFL battling head-to-head to determine so much that may be dictated in the NFC.
Or maybe the Cowboys ran away with it at this point. Or maybe the Commanders are undefeated. We have no idea.
Yeah.
I know this. We put Saquon on a little poster. He's going to be there, right? Like,
right? Right?
We is there a little presumptuous that Saquon is going to be? We don't know if Hey, I know Jalen Hurts is going to be there. I think 26 is going to be there. I hope he is. I hope for his sake he's got this big long-term extension. But, guys, a long time from now, we don't know who's going to be there. If we do, if he is there, Jamie, I can tell you at this point, he'll probably be averaging about 16 to 17 fantasy points per game. And you got to play Saquon, especially in the red zone, big fantasy points there, right?
Absolutely. No streaming that running back. Mm-mm. You can just get him. You start him.
Committee.
My mind goes to the quarterbacks. There's a lot of expectation behind that kind of money and that kind of year-long commitment to both Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts. And if things have gone awry any time around that game, I mean, the pressure that's going to be on these two in this ensuing season when they know your organization just committed to you for the next 4 to 5 years, I see it there. You snuck up on me on the Monday Christmas Day. I was just assuming it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday 4:30. I love it, which means I don't know if there could be like a whole day's worth of NFL games that
day.
Is this
true?
Yes, well, I had to triple check it.
So December 25th is a Monday afternoon game?
Yeah, I was ready to be like, Sean, it's a Sunday. It's not, it's a Monday. He's right.
Oh, that's boom. Thanksgiving's still Thursday, though. Black Friday's still Friday?
Yeah.
I think so. So we got all day Sunday to watch games and then Monday as well to watch
Monday afternoon football.
Yes.
Bum, 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 bum. I like it.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from
crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time for Will Selva out on the West Coast. Will, good morning to you. You're we welcome. Have had such a thrill hearing about all the games, but how about a Friday afternoon game of Thanksgiving week?
Yes, absolutely love it. Just what you need just to get over that tryptophan, watch a little football. Don't worry about those Black Friday lines and busting down doors. I know Sean's into it, but I'm not. I'd prefer to sit back and watch some football. Either way,
I need my new TV.
Fun to see.
There you go.
I know you do. Every single year, Sean. Every single year. All right. Well, if you do have a TV, you're going to get a chance to not only watch those games that we're going to be anxiously waiting to see when the schedule release comes out, but also the Lions as well, who were exciting to watch last year. Jared Goff, in fact, had them one win away from making the playoffs, but it didn't stop the team from drafting quarterback Hendon Hooker in the third round of this year's draft. Now, Hooker is still recovering from a torn ACL, and it appears like the Lions are not counting on him seeing the field his rookie season. In fact, head coach Dan Campbell telling the Green Room with Chris Long podcast, quote, "This really is just a redshirt year for him. He's got to get this leg right first, then he'll learn under Jared Goff, and let's see what happens, you know?" Well, the Ravens didn't pick up the fifth-year option on linebacker Patrick Queen, but that doesn't mean his future in Baltimore is ending. General manager Eric DaCosta saying on the Ravens The Lounge podcast that they want to keep him on the team, and they will hopefully sign Queen to an extension. The Buccaneers tapping into the Rams QB room once again as they're signing John Wolford to a contract. Wolford, who played three seasons for the Rams, started three games in 2022 for LA in place of an injured Matthew Stafford. Wolford joins another former Ram heading to Tampa as Baker Mayfield also signed with the Bucs this offseason. And as I'm sure we all know, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, a Texas high school legend, and this weekend he'll be inducted into the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame. Stafford saying winning a state championship in high school ranks, quote, way up there as far as career highlights go. Stafford attended Highland Park High School, and did you know, this is a new trivia question, that he was actually a teammate with Clayton Kershaw. We've never heard that before. So I just want to make sure that you guys understand that. Also, Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard as well. Very important.
That's true. All important bar trivia knowledge. Yeah, that
Jimmy
you
Graham
could...
played basketball too, James. Don't forget that. Yeah.
What about Antonio
Gates?
Yeah,
all that.
He
all
played basketball as well, which is weird because he's a football player.
Will Selva, did you know Jason McCourty was a twin? Our next guest will be playing in Frankfurt, Germany. This is great. We've been hearing all about the international games coming up next season. The Patriots, they're headed there in November to Germany. Our next guest is a two-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots. Please give a warm welcome to their center, David Andrews.
What up, Dave?
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
I like your hat. I know you represent Georgia loud and proud, so we appreciate seeing you this morning. The news, David, been made official. Your Patriots will be taking on the Colts in Week 10 in Frankfurt, Germany. Initial thoughts when you found out that you're going to make this trip and you get the opportunity to be a part of the second season of regular season games in Germany?
Yeah, I think we're super excited. You know, I think I had the opportunity to play with Sebastian Vollmer my first 2 years. He grew up in Germany. He's from there. So spent a lot of time talking to him about it. He was back here this week or last week talking about us, talking about Germany. They're offering a trip for guys to go over this summer to kind of, you know, do some more of the sightseeing, more of that kind of stuff. So I think it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to grow the game. Super excited about it.
Yeah, one of your teammates, Matthew Judon, is really fashionable, comes up with all these different outfits. Do you think there's a chance that he is a guy that has a Lederhosen on in Germany? And if not, would you rock it?
If they make them in my size, I think I could rock it, you know. But, you know, don't they wear like the little, like, kind of cowboyish hat hats with them sometimes, you know. So I don't know if Judon could pull it off. I think his fashion sense is pretty bad. So that's just my personal opinion.
Oh,
interesting.
There's the quote of the day. Now, Do you have any experience when it comes to Germany? Do you know much about it? Have you ever visited? What do you know about Frankfurt?
No, you know, I've never been. I've only been to Europe once. I went to Ireland for St. Paddy's Day a couple of years ago, which was a great experience. So I'm super excited to go over. I think my wife's going to try to go. So I'm sure she's going to really enjoy the trip and get to see more of that side for her. But yeah, I know they make good sausages in Frankfurt. They're known for their sausages. Yep. I consider myself kind of a grill guy. I like to throw some meats on the grill, so I'll be the judge on these sausages. And but just super excited. You know, I know last year they said the environment was unreal at the game. You know, and I think as I've gotten older, you try to appreciate those experiences more and more, you know. And so I'm super excited. I didn't get to play in our last international game in Mexico, so this will be a first for me.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you out there. And I could tell you, call it a hunch, your schedule will be a little bit different than the time you went to Ireland for the High Holy Day. I'm sure you won't have as much free time while you're out there. But if you have the wife there, I'm sure you'll find an opportunity to get out and do some shopping and some sightseeing. So you mentioned Sebastian Vollmer. I think Marcus Kuhn, who we just had in here on set, he was with the Patriots with you guys in 2016 as well. So you're going to have a lot of information going into it. You mentioned the bratwurst and taking down some of those meats. Are you going to lean on those guys for other restaurant advice?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's something I've always enjoyed, even when we're going on the West Coast trips, right? You know, even though it was a lot of work, you still get some free time. You're out there with the guys, so get to hang out with them, go to dinner with the guys. You know, it's kind of, it's not training camp, but you're just all together in a hotel. So it kind of has that feel a little bit. So I've always enjoyed that, you know, when we go do the West Coast trips or whatever it may be. So, you know, I think, you know, once the workday is over, you get to spend some time with each other as a teammates, you know, and experience some of the different restaurants and different foods out there. And yeah, I think it's just going to be a great experience.
Dave, how does that all that jive with your head coach of the whole no days off business trip, that type of thing? You want to drive with your teammates and get out and see restaurants and stuff, but Belichick is so eyes on the prize. How do you anticipate he handles a trip like this?
You know, I mean, I think even when we went and played in Mexico, we stayed in Colorado for the week. So I think this will be kind of a different experience for me being overseas and how long we go and what the trip looks like. You know, and I think, as a professional, the most important thing is the game, you know, and that's what we're there for. We're not there to sightsee. You know, we get some time off. That's when we should go sightsee and do things like that. But like I said, I think just enjoying the experience, you know, remember why you're there. You know, you're there for that game on Sunday, and that's the most important thing. And they always, coming home with a victory, it always leaves a better taste in your mouth than a loss on those experiences.
David, over your time in the NFL, you've seen the AFC East division. The identity has shifted a little bit. You've won two Super Bowls, obviously, but the division at the quarterback spot specifically just got a lot more interesting, compelling, competitive this offseason with Aaron Rodgers joining the Jets. When you heard this news that you were going to have to watch that man play quarterback twice a year, what do you think of the new landscape of this division and how is this season going to play out?
Look, I mean, you know, we're all a fresh start right now, right? We're all in a race. Each day we're racing our opponents to be the best we can be. It started 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was. We started OTAs and off-season program. You know, and right now we're focusing on the New England Patriots, what I can do to be a better football player, what I can do to help our team be a better football team, you know, what we can do as collectively, especially in offense, right? And that's the most important thing. It's part of it. It's going to be super competitive. Really good teams. It's always competitive, those divisional matchups. You know, so I think everyone right now is in a race to be the best they can be. You know, and it'll go to mini camp and then start again in training camp. And, you know, I think throughout the season. So it's great competition. It's the NFL. It's what you look forward to. So I think, you know, you get to play these guys twice a year. Those rivalries, you know, you're familiar with them. So it's going to be great competition. Excited about it. Excited for what our team can do and what we can try to work for.
Dave, if I closed my eyes, I would have thought I was just listening to Bill Belichick give that answer. Mm-hmm. You are a captain there for a long time. You know exactly what to say. So I'm not even going to ask you about Mac Jones or Bill O'Brien or anything like that. You guys win the game in Germany. What are the chances that Bill Belichick takes down a pint of
Let's
beer?
Go.
What you got for me?
The chances of it? Oh, man. If I'm a betting man, I'm probably going pretty low, right? Me, on the other hand, is probably a good chance. But him, on the other hand, you know,
there's Coach. Low.
Yum. He has his brat, his pretzel, and a pint. I can see Bill doing it. You just go win the game, and he'll take down the beer.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, we're back on Good Morning Football. A cool crossover happened yesterday with the NFL and the NBA. Peter Schrager and myself, we were on the NBA YouTube channel during a French basketball broadcast. Not random. There is a reason. There is most likely the number one overall pick this upcoming season. His name is Victor Wembanyama. He's a 19-year-old French basketball player. They wanted to hear about, you know, my experience with basketball as well as Peter's connection just with his, you know, Peter's the ultimate historian, so he had good reference to what the impact that this young man might have on the NBA. So we were on there yesterday. Peter and I chopped it up, and here's a little listen.
Premier French basketball with the number one overall NBA pick parallels quite nicely to Division III basketball of Minnesota. It really does.
I just want to see his length. Like, okay, so there you go. He's swatting a shot underneath. Like, that's a great block, but I wanted to see how much he can spread the court, what he can do in the perimeter. Here we go. Fadeaway three-pointer.
We were talking about Aaron Donald today, and we put up a picture of Aaron Donald and of when he was like lifting. So it was just like he was just wearing shorts. And Jason McCourty, like out of his mouth, just blurted, "He looks like a defensive. He looks like a defensive back for a guy to come off the edge or to break through a line, but to have that body, it's terrifying." And so just to go with a skill set, but to have that body for Wemby is terrifying for the NBA.
What was that? What was that block? It was awesome. And an outlet pass. I love this guy.
Hype is relative because you got to be able to prove it. But I will never forget that scene of Tom Brady walking around a stadium in Germany, just being like, I'm a guy. And everybody just wanted to look at him.
I think that's the triangle on one.
Awesome.
So that's what we did yesterday.
Outlet pass.
As you said, what do you guys talk about? I was complimenting Jason on his article on NFL.com, and you're like, what are you saying? You became a European basketball analyst.
Amazing.
It's a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, and I love Peter, like, thinking he's Mike Fratello or something. Like, wow, look at the way he spreads the floor here. Yeah. Let's see if he does
really
in the
nice
perimeter.
Outlet pass.
Peter, great job. That was really good.
Let's see if he does in a post. Can he play with his back to the basket?
I had missed Peter's giggle. I missed his giggle when he tries to float something out there, and if it takes or not, he just kind of chuckles it out.
Unbelievable. What a cool, fun thing you did.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was a great crossover, and it was perfectly fitting because that was French basketball, and now we're talking about international football.
Good call.
Three games in London in October. Falcons, Jags at Wembley. Jaguars now stay in town, and they play the Bills at Tottenham the next week. And then October 15th, you see Ravens, Titans. That top game's on ESPN Plus. The next two on NFL Network. And then
we are going back to Germany, but this time we'll be residing in Frankfurt at the Frankfurt Stadium. Dolphins, Chiefs, Tyreek Hill getting a chance to go against his old team. And then Bill Belichick getting his first trip to Germany, taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we have of all the games you might be looking forward to. That one at the top, I think, is the number one game in the league. I think right now, certainly the AFC, Bengals, Chiefs, another rematch. And guys, we're going to wait for it. Week 17, New Year's Eve, 4:25 p.m. Eastern. Sean, what else do you like up there?
I mean, can we talk about the holidays right here?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the New Year's Eve game. We've got Christmas Day. That's a Monday, 4:30 p.m. Giants, Eagles. That could have huge implications for the NFC East. Mm-hmm. And then the Black Friday game down there. Dolphins versus Jets, huge for the AFC East. I mean, we don't know where the Bills are going to fit in that division.
Prime
we know those two. They're prime.
Yeah.
We are going to have Robert Kraft on the show tomorrow on Good Morning.
Oh, RKK. Nice.
RKK coming on. I bet
that
he would drink a pint in Germany, wouldn't he? Mm.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Maybe drink a pint tomorrow.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.